This message is brought to you by Alliance Bible Church, located in Mequon, Wisconsin. Our vision is to captivate generations with the satisfying gospel of Jesus Christ. For more information about Alliance Bible Church or other resources, please check out our website, myabc.church.
Our vision here is captivating generations with the satisfying gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a very pregnant statement that could be unpacked at length, but the leading edge of it is this idea of a gospel. The word itself means simply good news. The Christian gospel is good news. That stands in sharp contrast to good advice. Good advice is a recommendation about some future prudent action that you should take. You ought to do this, you ought to do that, you should head in that direction, you should go over there. Advice is a recommendation about some future prudent action that you should take. News, on the other hand, is information about something that has already happened in the past. So a couple of examples of this. There's an ancient inscription that dates back to the time of Jesus. And the inscription says, the beginning of the gospel of Caesar Augustus. The beginning of the gospel of Caesar Augustus. And it goes on to talk about the birth and the coronation of the emperor. It was simply informative. It was news. Here's what has happened. Another example, Persia invaded Greece some years ago. Greece ended up winning two battles at Marathon and Solnus. When they had won those, here's what they did. The Greeks sent out people into the surrounding areas, into the villages, neighboring communities. These people were called heralds. Heralds. And they were sent out to proclaim a gospel. We have fought for you. We have won. Now you're no longer slaves. You're free. It was a gospel. A gospel is news about something that has already happened that significantly, meaningfully changes things. So we have the Christian gospel. Not advice. We've got the Christian gospel. News about a past event that significantly changes things. What is that news? It's simple. Jesus came into our world. The Son of God came into our world and lived a perfect life for us. Perfectly righteous life for us. That's not advice, that's news. Jesus died in our place, the death that our sins rightly deserved. That's news, not advice. Now through faith, we join in that triumphant procession where we declare we are no longer slaves, we're free. It's news. It's not advice. This is the Christian gospel. So one of the things that we get to do when we come to the table is to rehearse that back to ourselves, to speak the news back into us, back into our minds, back into our hearts. We get to speak it. We get to remind ourselves of the news, not the advice, the news. My encouragement to you is that every time we come to this table, you remember this key thing. You're celebrating not advice you've lived up to, you are celebrating news that's been accomplished for you. That's the way to delight in what Jesus has done. It's news. It's not advice.